Semet. Everybody, I would love to welcome you all to another fabulous episode of The Sammy Show. You know you gotta put in that overtime. So let's get started. Go.
I would like to welcome all of you to The Sammy Show. On today's show, we are going to change things around a bit with me, Samira Pitts, as the interviewer, and Sammy as the respondent. Our topic today is on the Emancipation Proclamation, Lincoln's involvement, and what life would be like today if the 13th Amendment had never been signed into law. Let's begin. Sammy, who was Abraham Lincoln and what was his position on slavery and the Emancipation Proclamation?
Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president, and he proposed the Emancipation Proclamation. He decided to sign the bill because he seen it for its political views. If we were to take a good look at the Emancipation Proclamation, we would see it did not take into consideration of all the territories and border states fighting on the Union side, and it did not affect the slaves in the southern areas already under the control of the Union. A lot of people questioned the fact of Lincoln's real reason for signing the proclamation in the first place. A lot of soldiers, while willing to fight to save the Union, was unwilling to fight a war that was to free the slaves. The states that were in rebellion naturally did not follow Lincoln's order, but did show Americans that the Civil War was now being fought to free the slaves. Lincoln was a believer in the white supremacies and had been reluctant to come to his position, but as more and more pressure for abolitions mounted in Congress, the country Lincoln became more sympathetic to the idea and changed his original views, which was just preserve the Union. Let's listen to Lincoln's own words that he wrote to a friend in 1862. Quote, Abraham Lincoln, writing to his friend Joshua Speed in 1852, offered the following explanation of political views. Lincoln's ambivalence about his political reflection, the increasing political confusion brought on by the slavery question. Within 2 years, Lincoln and thousands of other Americans would create the Republican Party to alter their views and advocate the changes they felt were vital to the nation's interests. You may inquire where I stand now. That is a dispute point. I think I am a wing, but others say are no wigs, and I am an abolitionist. I am not a no nothing. That is certain. How could I be? How could anyone who embodies the oppression of Negroes be in favor of the degrading class of white people? Our progress in degradancy appears to me to be pretty rapid. As nations begin by declaring that all men are created equal, we now particularly read it, all men are created equal except Negroes. When know-nothings get control, it will read, all men control, all men are created equal, except Negroes, and foreigners, and Catholics. When it comes to this, I should prefer emigrating to some country where they make no pretense of living liberty to Russia, for instance, where despotism can take pure and without the base alloy of hypocrisy.
Why was the Emancipation Proclamation signed in the first place?
Supposedly for the freedom of the slaves residing in territories that were in rebellion against the federal government. The proclamation did not apply to the slaves in the border states that were fighting on the Union side or affect those slaves already under the Union control. It actually freed few people, but did show Americans and the world that the Civil War was now not being fought just to preserve the Union, but it was also being fought to free the slaves.
What did it do for the 2011 people today, and how does it affect them?
Some would say that it gave us the basis for a freedom that we are enjoying today, that it was a source of the beginning for a new life for the slaves and for their descendants. But in my opinion, blacks or African Americans, as we so-called like to be called now, true, we have opportunities today that we would not have had in the 1800s. But those opportunities came from on the blacks of leaders and fighters for basic human rights that should have came freely from the Emancipation Proclamation and definitely from the 13th Amendment. Our greatest accomplishment thus this far has been the election of a black president, of which many of our ancestors would have been very proud of.
Okay, Sammy, you're doing a great job. Now let's continue. Number four, what would life be like if the Emancipation Proclamation or the 13th Amendment was never signed in the first place?
Not too much different than life in the 1800s. As time progressed, I believe that we would still have our Frederick Douglasses, our Martin Luther Kings, our Malcolm X's, Abubakari,
Obadari,
ones, and others that also have been outspoken and fighters for our rights as people. But for the most part, there is also the lingering doubt in the back of my mind that there still be a more submissive and slowly in the meaning status for those of us that are not white. I have to believe that the lynchings and the brutal treatment of black women and the disgraceful treatment of black men would still be a prominent aspect of our daily lives. Our status in society would be underneath others. Our talents and improvements presenced by others. America would not be the great nation that it is trying to be, or maybe no longer a nation at all.
Do you think they would still be slaves?
Maybe not in the same sense of slavery of early America, but there would still be some sort of bondage or banded work and limitations as to what we as lower class citizens in the first place would be able to do or otherwise accomplish.
How do you think the Civil War would have played out?
Since the Southerners were fighting for a way of life along with the land, I believe that the South would have seconded from the North, that America would have became a divided nation, and I would not have had the freedom to prepare, let alone write on the same subject that I have taken on today. Go.
Okay, Sammy, those are all the questions I have for you today. Any final words for our audience?
Yes, might I say one more thing. Although the sentiments for the Emancipation Proclamation were not as I believe them to be, that Abraham Lincoln used this as a political ploy and not entirely for the benefit of the blacks in bondage, I am grateful for what has come from it. I look at the various positions that blacks now hold in this country, the fields that they are employed in, the inventions and acknowledgments of the past accomplishments that are now being published today. I am proud to be an American. I am proud of my heritage, and I look forward to the future and accomplishments that we as people can carry out to continue our reputation as a great country and a brilliant light in the leadership of the world. In final thoughts, I would like to thank my Aunt Samira for tuning in with us today on The Sammy Show. Bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time. Bye. I got